Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 as we conclude chapter 21 today with verses 43 through 46. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. The one who falls on this stone will be dashed to pieces, and it will crush anyone whom it falls. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. Well, welcome to another Wednesday edition of Universal Utterings as we begin to seek out the Lord in the Word of God he shares with us each day. Our practice, prayer, and proclamation today leads us to hearing what the Lord has to say about not following through with acknowledging him as their Savior. If this cornerstone of the world isn't believed, then you too will have nightmares that steal away your peace that Jesus forever has released to live in absolute control of all harmony and reconciliation of every sense of wrong over right. The Pharisees and the chief priests all had a fright they couldn't control, but acknowledged a mystically divine, the one they were afraid of in Christ Jesus. You too have this need to acknowledge or deny, seen most times in the actions you confidently parade around in public, seeking desires of the flesh that aren't divine, but most assuredly seen as weakness over redemption, offered once and for all for every person mankind has birthed as a mortal being. We are all sinners, and once you acknowledge this, you too will find charity as your only reason to live. Giving the right the wrong will seek to destroy. Seek only him, and you too will know a living joy that will resonate in everything you do. To accomplish harmony with his divine will, allowing forgiveness to gift you with a joyful life and a peaceful death. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother and the sister of Jackie. Her name is Lorene. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We conclude chapter 21 today in our practice with verses 43 through 46. We have a two-stanza ongoing poem. It's titled, Them Speaking to as Unfit. You say, I, therefore, away taken is God's kingdom released. Fruit produced by other people you ignored. Stone this fall, dashed you to pieces, increased. Anyone crushed will it. Parables heard Pharisees and priests, them speaking to as unfit. Him arrest, attempt, feared prophet, regarded feast. Parables heard Pharisees and priests. Amen. I am Tom Show Cruz Williams. It's May 24th, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:28. 24 hours later, AM Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today and say, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and our good friends John and Marie. God bless you, too. We have a day of charity in front of us. We're in the prison this morning, first thing, as we offer ourselves to help those in need. And we begin the day in a mass at 8 o'clock as we receive the body and blood of Jesus. Amen. So give us some prayers this morning as we close in the name of Jesus, as we do each day. Jesus. 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 He's the only way to heaven. Amen. God bless you.